Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio at WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I don't have a cocktail shaker because we are working with these fabulous copper mugs.
They are beautiful.
Which are most often associated with
Moscow Mule.
Exactly. So. This is neither Moscow nor Mule, so we'll see what you think. It does have one of the ingredients that a Moscow Mule has, actually. So
okay.
We'll see what you think.
Well, I was shaking it to see if I could approximate the sound of the shaker.
Right.
But I'm not sure that it's rather muted, but I can smell all the apple coming from it. And certainly I can see this slice of what looks like Granny Smith apple. Actually,
yes.
Not slice, wedge of Granny Smith apple floating among the ice cubes. So
that's true.
I will try.
Have a sip.
You warned me that this might be a little sweet for me, and mm-hmm. It is. Does this have ginger beer also?
It does.
Okay.
I think this could benefit from slight changes, which I'm going to do.
I can't quite get the spirit.
The spirit is a tough one.
I get a little spiciness. I also get sort of a kind of earthy grassiness to it that I'm not quite sure what. It's not vodka.
Mm-hmm. It's not vodka. They call for vodka, but in general,
I don't think it's gin either, though.
Or no, it's not. Both you and I are not great fans of vodka, and I know you're not a big gin drinker. I've become a very
On me, actually, especially since you've made me that dirty martini.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
The dirty martini is the gateway to hell.
Amen. The road to hell is paved with dirty martinis. Is
yes,
is that the way we should say?
Absolutely.
So enlighten me as to what the spirit is.
The spirit is kind of a Williams Pear sort of spirit from Bavaria.
Yeah.
And I thought that would be a very nice thing to combine with this, which is some apple cider and some ginger beer.
Uh-huh.
I think a soda water and ginger beer would be better, actually, and that would cut down the sweetness. It needs also a little bit of lime, I think, or something like that. Cocktail 2 has arrived.
Cocktail 2.
Courtesy of the cocktail drone.
The cocktail fairy.
Cocktail fairy, exactly.
I like the look of this one. It's
definitely
brown spirits. Mm-hmm. It has a nice piece of orange peel,
mm-hmm.
a very substantial piece of orange peel. That always speaks to me.
It has bitters in it.
Yeah.
It has Angostura bitters. The spirit is bourbon, and there's some maple syrup in there
mm-hmm.
and some orange. I kind of like this, actually. It's a maple old-fashioned.
And
I think it's nice for fall.
Yeah, definitely.
You water down the maple syrup a little bit, because otherwise it's too overwhelming. And frankly, I wouldn't even mind a little bit more water in there.
I agree.
Yeah, it's a little bit oversweet. I would do something with the orange to make it a little bit more orangey.
Maybe even
Muddle it.
Or, muddle it with the bitters.
Yeah. Yes, I think that would be
great.
That
would be nice.
Yes.
Yeah, this is the kind of, Sunday afternoon when it starts to get cold and you're going to some fall festival or antiquing, or you're mm-hmm. somewhere like, and it's a gray sky and the leaves are red. And
I think as this dilutes a little bit more, it gets better and better, truthfully. I think it could use a little bit of dilution and more orange. Mm-hmm. And I think the idea of muddling it with the, this is going to happen. So we have two cocktails which are somewhat flawed in their own nature, and we're going to doctor them up
but
and make them even
themed,
better.
But fall themed, I'm thinking ahead to your Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the cranberry cocktail was such a hit.
That's got to come back.
Yeah,
that's got to come back. Yeah,
it's a no-brainer.
Thanksgiving Monday at the Pilewski House. It's very exciting.
It is. It's always a good time.
Forward on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.